clutter. Will's friend John's house was full of it. John and Christine had two children. The second had been born the previous week and Will had been summoned to look at it. And their place was, Will couldn't help thinking, a disgrace. Pieces of brightly coloured plastic were strewn all over the floor. Videotapes lay out of their cases near the TV set. The white throw over the sofa looked as if it had been used as a piece of gigantic toilet paper, although Will preferred to think that the stains were chocolate. How could people live like this? Christine came in holding the new baby while John was in the kitchen making him a cup of tea. "This is Imogen," she said. "Oh," said Will. "Right." What was he supposed to say next? He knew there was something, but he couldn't for the life of him remember what it was. "She's..." No, it had gone. He concentrated his conversational efforts on Christine. "How are you anyway, Chris?" "Oh, you know, a bit washed out. Been burning the candle at both ends." "No, just had a baby." "Oh, right." Everything came back to the sodding baby. That would make you pretty tired, I guess. He deliberately waited a week so that he wouldn't have to talk about this sort of thing, but it hadn't done him any good. They were talking about it anyway. John came in with a tray and three mugs of tea.